1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is blasting Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza, saying it has created a, quote, horrible loss of life of innocent civilians, but failed to neutralize Hamas leaders and fighters.
We have a number of incidents that we continue to look at to try to get the best possible assessment.
Blinken appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. In Gaza, the health ministry says the death toll has now exceeded 35,000 people, mostly civilians. CBS's Remy Innocenzo gets a closer look at the human toll of the war.
Outside her makeshift shelter, Jamila Abu Jabara lost nearly her entire family in an Israeli strike. My 8-year-old son's body is still under the rubble, she said. I'm waiting for a ceasefire to pull him out. She was a mother of 7 children. Her 10-year-old daughter, Dima, is the only survivor. She said, I wish this war would end. Many in Israel wish that too.
There's been a major change in the Russian government. President Vladimir Putin has tapped a civilian economist, Andrei Belousov, to replace Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. The BBC's James Landale on the possible reason.
I think the interesting thing about this appointment of his replacement by an economist, somebody who's not a military person, somebody who's been a deputy prime minister, is just how significant the economy now is in driving Russia's war machine.
Jury selection gets underway tomorrow in the trial of a Democratic U.S. senator. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is following that.
The bribery trial of Senator Bob Menendez is expected to begin. Prosecutors are accusing Menendez and his wife Nadine of taking bribes from 3 businessmen in exchange for political favors and of conspiring to have the senator act as a foreign agent for Egypt. They have both pleaded not guilty and will be tried separately.
It was cleanup day in the town of Finleyville, Pennsylvania, near Pittsburgh last night after a tornado tore through town.
We're told 12 homes were destroyed. Commissioner Nick Sherman says that he believes one of them is his childhood home.
It's heartbreaking. I mean, anytime something like this happens, your heart goes out to these people and you want to make sure that we get them all the resources that we have.
We're told that no one was hurt. The people here tell me they're grateful for that.
That's CBS News Pittsburgh's Mamie Baugh. An upset in tennis. Number one player in the world, Novak Djokovic, lost to Alejandro Tablio at the Italian Open in Rome. Djokovic was playing his first game since getting hit by a metal falling water bottle while he was signing autographs. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
For you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast. For tonight, an area of smoke moving through some wildfires in Canada. We've also got a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a low around 48. For Monday, hazy sunshine with a high around 70. On Tuesday, sunshine 67 and near 70 for Wednesday.
Currently 78 degrees.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on this Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane with your 90s mixtape playing in your headphones. Over the next hour, we're going to have some fun with some great music, everybody. Got your host, James, here. I got great music lined up for you from Harvey Danger, Eric B. and Rakim, Queen Latifah, Alanis Morissette, Lenny Kravitz, Alice in Chains, plenty more coming up for you. Wanted to start the show with, as we have talked about before, this is your 90s mixtape. Anything released from 1990 to 1999, we're going to cover for you, and we're going to take some requests, and we got some of those coming up. But one of the things I think is always interesting is the turn of the century and how that affects music. The first couple of songs we're going to play are from 1990. And you may notice that they have a bit of an 80s type of feel to them, while also trying to give you an idea of what the 90s would have in store for music and the direction that they went. Getting the tape playing, Freedom 90 from George Michael. It's a song written, produced, and performed by English singer-songwriter George Michael and released on Columbia Records in October of 1990. The, quote, 90, Freedom 90 part of it, added to the end of the title is to prevent confusion with a hit by Michael's former band Wham, also entitled Freedom. The song's backing beat is a sample from James Brown's song Funky Drummer. I just always found it interesting. Music comes out during the turn of the decade. We're going to explore that a little on this tape. This song signaled not only the major change for George Michael in an iconic music video that still holds up, everybody. It was a sign of change of music going forward. Here is George Michael, Freedom 90, on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
Yeah.
Beat just makes you want to move. The way you do the things you do from UB40, that hit number 6 in the US in 1990. Now that's based on the 1964 hit single by the Temptations, of course, by Gordy, Motown label, and written by the Miracles members Smokey Robinson, Bobby Rogers. That's a nice hit. We got good stuff on the way for you from Eric B. and Rakim. We're also going to have some Queen Latifah, Alanis Morissette, all coming up. Right now, getting back into the mid-90s, it's the Presidents of the United States, song off of their debut album from 1995. Here is Lump on Unlabeled at WFHR.
Lump said alone. Lump lingered last in line for brains and the
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. An emergency fund is a special kind of savings you set aside for emergencies and emergencies only. Who should have one? Everybody. And why should you have one? In a word, security. Did you know that today, more than half of the adults in America, 147 million of us, can't even afford a $1,000 emergency? I recommend socking away at least $1,000 and eventually building up to 3 to 6 months of household expenses. You want to keep your emergency fund somewhere easy to access, like a savings account, and not in the stock market, thank you very much. Look, we can't avoid bad things happening, but we can work to make sure that when that never gonna happen to me thing does happen to one of us, we are as financially prepared as we can be. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Technique.
hits and check the file. Let's see who bit the dot, check the style. I flip the script so it can't get filed. At least not now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass to MCs get weak. For every road they trace is a scar they keep. Cause when I speak, they freak to sweat the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody in a president's mix. And now I stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits for beats, parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef, then I play for keeps. When they sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Know how many bombs have I ripped and wrecked, but researchers never found all the pieces yet. Scientists try to solve the context, philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them, they couldn't absorb them, they didn't deserve them. My ideas are only for the audience ears, my opponents it might take years. Pencils, pens, and swords, better put together from a key to chords. I'm also a sculptor, born with structure, because of my culture I'm a wicked instructor. Style that'll be full of technology, complete sights and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just see and peep the technique. But don't sweat the technique. Get deep and the beat, then complete. Bold with the scene, never weak or obsolete. They never grow old techniques, become antiques. Better than something brand new, cause it's original. In a while, style I have much more value. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some soothing souvenirs for all the years. And for the sort of thoughts and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat. But don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
One of the better beats you're going to hear in hip-hop history from one of the best voices ever. One of the better DJs as well. Eric B. and Rakim, Don't Sweat the Technique, from 1992. Rakim's voice, one of my favorite voices ever in hip-hop. Maybe my favorite. I love it. Good stuff on the way from Alanis Morissette, Jewel, Lenny Kravitz, and Alice in Chains. Right now, we're going to keep the hip-hop moving, but we're going to 1993. If you're going to talk about the history of music and hip-hop and all these things, you have to mention Salt-N-Pepa. And of course, we're going to do a 90s show. We got to cover Salt-N-Pepa. Here is Shoop from the great tag team of Salt-N-Pepa and Spinderella from 1993 on Unlabeled here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot. Baby, shoot.
Ooh, how you doing, baby? Shoot. No, not you. You, shoot. The bow-legged one. Yeah, what's your name?
Shoot.
Damn, baby, that sounds sexy.
Here I go again, okay. Girls, what's my weakness?
Man.
Okay, then chillin', minding my business.
Word.
Your souls, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kinda, wicked, wicked. Had to kick it, I'm not shy, so I ask for the digits. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want, slip, slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hips, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip forward, tip, made me wanna do tricks. Gonna lick them like a lollipop should be lit. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell makes me wanna shoot, shoot, shoot.
Shoot, baby, shoot, baby, shoot, baby.
In the back, brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, booby? If looks could kill, you would be an Uzi or a shotgun. Bang! What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile.
and give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip honey dip. Can I get a scoop? Please. Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna shoot, shoot, work up a sweat when you sit to my loo, my darling. Not falling in love, but I'm falling for you. When I get shot, bet your bottom dollar you were best under pressure.
Yo, Sandy, I wanna like taste you.
Get your lips wet, cause it's time to have pep. On your mark, get set, go, let me go, let me shoot to the next man in a three-piece suit. I spend all my dough, Ray knee cutie. Shoot, shoo-ba-doobie, like Scooby-Dooby-Doo. I love you in your big jeans. You give me nice dreams. You make me wanna scream. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I like what you do. When you do what you do, you make me wanna shoot. Oh my goodness. Girl, look at him. He is the cutest brother in here. And he's coming this way.
Send a P, wanna get with me, cool, uh-huh. But I'm wicked, G, yeah. Hit skins, but ever quickly, right. I hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get, for the smell of it. You want my bar, here's the hot rod,
hot
12
rod.
Inches to a yard, and have you sounding like a big one of a 6'2", wanna hit you.
So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I wanna shoot.
Feel drunk, but I'm sober.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel is ramping up attacks on Rafah in Gaza. Josh Paul is a former Biden State Department official who resigned in protest.
There is a major invasion. It will be a humanitarian catastrophe that could very quickly double the number of dead that we have seen in the past 7 months.
The Russian government blames Ukraine for a deadly building collapse.
In Russia, an entire section of a 10-story apartment block in the city of Belgorod has collapsed after what the local governor said was a direct hit during Ukrainian bombardment.
The BBC's Emily Thomas. Former President Donald Trump's one-time lawyer Michael Cohen will testify in the criminal hush money trial tomorrow for the prosecution.
We can expect Cohen to allege that the falsification of the business records, that alleged falsification, they were falsified because they were trying to cover up federal election crimes.
Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast. For tonight, an area of smoke moving through some wildfires in Canada. We've also got a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a low around 48. For Monday, hazy sunshine with a high around 70. On Tuesday, sunshine 67 and near 70 for Wednesday.
Currently 75 degrees.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back, too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run dry. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. was right. I should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care, I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch and talk.
Two days say that you love them, take their money. Good stuff coming up for you to wrap up the show. Alice in Chains from their Unplugged album. Right now, I want to get into a little bit of a Lenny Kravitz. And man, Lenny Kravitz's It Ain't Over Till It's Over is a song written and produced and performed by the wonderful American musician Lenny Kravitz from his second studio album, Mama Said, from 1991. The song is a mid-tempo ballad inspired by Motown and Philly soul and Earth, Wind & Fire. And particularly important that part because the horn line you hear in here is from Phoenix Horns from Earth, Wind & Fire. Here's Lenny Kravitz, It Ain't Over Till It's Over, on Unlabeled here at WFHR. Such a smooth ending to that one. Lenny Kravitz, It Ain't Over Till It's Over. Well, our tape is over for this one. We're going to have to flip it to the next side next week. But we are going to wrap up with a great one. And we're going to have some fun as we're wrapping up Unlabeled over the next couple of weeks. We're going to focus on the Unplugged concert series that MTV did, featuring some great artists from that coming up. And my personal favorite from that series was Alice in Chains when they did their version of it in 1996. The MTV Unplugged concert was the first and as far as we're ever going to know, the only time that they did this particular song live. We are going to do Over Now. It's a song by Alice in Chains written by Derek Cantrell. And one of the few songs Cantrell does the lead vocals on, and Lane is more of the backup vocalist and harmonizer. Jerry Cantrell did perform this song again 23 years later at a solo concert in Pico Union Project in Los Angeles. Get more of your requests to us, everybody. James.Maloff@civicmedia.us. Want to play your 90s hits? Thanks so much for joining us and spreading the word of the show. Here is Alice in Chains, Over Now, on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
Grown Radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.